Bruce, wrinkled like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. The show is called Particles and Waves, and it is an eclectic music program comprised of some very good stuff this week. I'm really, really pleased with some of the recent releases that we've added to the CITR roster. And some really, really great Canadian stuff, mostly made by women, a little bit of early 2000s nostalgia, and my definition of what good country music is, I guess, in this particular episode of Particles and Waves. So I want to start off the show with a track I just discovered 4 hours ago. I immediately really, really liked it, and I really, really like the artist. Her name is Rose Cousins. She's been working really since like 2002. She's been releasing albums. She's from PEI, Prince Edward Island, now I believe based out of Halifax. So she is all the way on the other side of the country from where I am here in Vancouver. And part of what I love about Canadian music is the geographic spread tends to lead to some different sounds, some different focuses. And this is very much a, not even an East Coast sound, but it's very much like an East, very, very, very East Coast sound. There's sort of the Montreal East, quote unquote, and then there's like the Atlantic provinces East. So please enjoy Chosen. It's the first track off of Rose Cousins' new album, which is called Natural Conclusion. After that, I've got the title track from Begonia's album Lady in Mind and a little something called May by Maggie France. I've got much, much more coming up here on Particles and Waves.
Take these arms, these legs, they are broken. This love is too much, I am frozen. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. And I am flightless. Someone's carving a statue in my likeness. And I will never live up to this portrait. I'm just posing. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. Give me a sign, a photo, a map, something to go by. How am I supposed to know what I'm supposed to look like? I'm leaving dust, running fast like I've always done from everyone. Stepping up to no battles, no, I never win. Laces undone and I'm always falling. Dodging my own heart like a bullet. Failure and sin. And I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. By my own score, and I am at war take off before the horn is blown. And I hear all the doors on their hinges, and now for some reason I'm scared of all of them closing. Stay. I don't know if I have what it takes to be chosen. The time, but I wanna be like the lady.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard a track called May by a Montreal artist named Maggie France. She's got an EP, a self-titled EP, that just dropped a little while ago. Before that, Lady in Mind, the title track from Begonia's newest album. Begonia is actually from Manitoba, and she was at one point in a group called Chic Gamine, which was a Juno Award-winning harmony-driven group, but now has struck out on her own. And I highly recommend this EP, this little short album that she's got. It's got a lot of really interesting questions in it about femininity and the role of women and all sorts of really good stuff. And then at the top of the show, Chosen by Rose Cousins off of her new album, Natural Conclusion. So I tweeted about this a little last night, I believe, and but I was thinking about music that really kind of just sticks with you for the rest of your life and moments that stick with you for the rest of your life. Part of why I love music is because it's so visceral. It, you know, when you study neurochemistry the way I did in undergrad, you learn that of all the senses, it's actually your sense of smell that's the most viscerally attached to emotion, but hearing is like pretty close to there, because I can't think of a single person who hasn't been through something traumatic, something very, very emotionally meaningful, and has associated music with that moment, and has either not been able to listen to that music for a while, or has now made that music something of a totem. It's a nice little way to get right back into that mindset in that moment. For me, this is also coming up, I think it might actually be a year to the day, if not a couple of days off, but 2 years ago now, I found out I got into graduate school. I was living in Victoria, BC. I had applied for grad school here at UBC, and I found out, and I will always remember, it was February 26th. It was the exact same day as hashtag the dress and those two llamas escaping from whatever, wherever they did, and getting on CNN. And it was like a beautiful, beautiful day to not only be alive and to be me, but also just like to be on the internet. It was the kind of thing that, like, we used to have fun. And that was a very fun day. And it was, really amplified as well by the fact that I had gotten this tremendous, amazing piece of good news that my whole life was going to change. I was going to be moving to Vancouver within half a year. Like, it was all going to happen by September. And so that was a Thursday. On that Friday or Saturday, I and my partner went to Vancouver to go see Stars, the band, Montreal band, whom I love. This anecdote's not actually about them, but we went to see them. They were touring for their latest album, which was No One Is Lost, and Hey Rosetta was opening for them. And Hey Rosetta is they're from St. John's, Newfoundland. They've got some very, very good music, but there's one song that will always be my favorite for the rest of my life, because we hopped on the ferry, we like just had enough time to drop our bags at my brother's place, run to Cambie and Broadway, have dinner, hop on the SkyTrain, or hop on the Canada Line, go downtown to the Commodore, and we were in this big group, and it wasn't until Hey Rosetta took the stage and performed the second track off of their album, which is called Gold Teeth, and right towards the end, sort of going into this lengthy, beautiful outro, they sing I Want to Go Back to That, and the whole song is actually about people in Newfoundland who sort of grow up wanting to get out and then go into the rest of Canada, the rest of the big bad world, and end up homesick and then end up wanting to come home. And so just as they sort of launched into this bridge, outro, whatever it was, I burst out crying because it all hit me so, so hard that this was going to be where I lived. And I had to flee the ballroom. I went outside. I was like sitting in these theater seats just off the side of where the ticket booth was, and just like crying my eyes out. My boyfriend came and found me. He was like, "What is wrong?" I was just like, "I don't even know." But I've always loved Gold Teeth since then. So I want to play it for you. After that, I've got a track from the Luyas and a track from Alejandra Ribera as well. So please enjoy after this.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Wednesday, March 1st in your calendar and get over to the UBC Nest for the Graduate School Fair. Or do you want to study, work, or volunteer abroad? Get down to the Vancouver Convention Center on Thursday, March 2nd to visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Both events are free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Now can open their eyes. When the silent morning breaks and I'm still awake, oh, when everything's at stake, I turn to you. In that final stolen hour when I'm not sure, still know how, and I can't give up now, I turn to you. We are wandering, reveling, enraptured by the light. Been here before, don't need just say. Here's to the planets, the splendor and the light. Here's to the stars as they harvest the night. Here's to the courage to fight the good fight. Oh, and here's to what led me to you. Here's to the fractures burst open our hearts. Here's to the promises made in the dark. Here's to the time that you asked me to dance. Oh, and here's to the fact I got more than one chance. Here's to the uproar of peace that awaits us. Here's to the truth and the way it reframes us. Here's to the meek and the mild we're holding. Here's to our wildest dreams unfolding. Here's to the time I was lost and fell down. Here's to Jean-Michel and his crown. Here's to the beauty that is always raining down. Oh, and here's to what led me to you. Here's to the stories yet to be told. Here's to the wise ones who dare to grow old. Here's to the names we've since grown out of. Here's to the moments we're most proud of. Here's to the time I let love rushing in. Here's to the courage to start over again. Here's to the voice calling me to be true all. And here's to everything that I've lived that led me to you. Oh, that led me to you.
You just heard Alejandra Rivera with Led Me to You off of This Island. Before that, the Luyas with No Domination off of their album Human Voicing. I was inspired to check them out because when I went to their Spotify page, they had highlighted Laurie Spiegel's The Expanding Universe as this album is the best. They are correct. Laurie Spiegel is an OG electronica artist from like the 70s, and The Expanding Universe is a very, very good album. And before that, Hey Rosetta with Gold Teeth off of Second Sight. So Alejandro Rivera's song actually leads pretty well into the next track I want to play, which is by, I believe, American artist Sarah Jarosz. She's out of Texas. She's been doing, you know, folk roots sort of country for many, many years now. She was on a Prairie Home Companion. I believe she was actually a guest host for a little while. So that's the kind of sound she comes from. And I discovered her work last week with the title track from her 2013 album, Build Me Up From Bones. And it was perfect. It is exactly the kind of thing, when people say, I don't like country, they usually mean, I don't like rap, you know, rap or country, which is a whole other discussion. But when people say they don't like country, I get it. I don't really like certain country either when it's like really warbling and twangy. It can really grate on my ears, but there's a subset of country music when it starts to lean a little bit more towards folk and roots and that kind of stuff. And that is the best kind for me. So I want to share that with you. Hopefully maybe change a few minds, open a few hearts. The title track, like I said, of Sarah Jarosz's Build Me Up From Bones. After that, I've got a song called Vancouver Time and something from an American artist who could not be more British. I know he's trying actually very hard to do exactly that.
Build me up from bones, wrap me up in skin, hold me close enough to breathe me in. The moon's a fingernail scratching on the back of the night in which we lay beside. Thank you.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
West London alleyways, San Pedro's valley's haze, works my mind just like a maze. When I see you around, no, honey, you are not a kid. You know how to keep it in, and I know just where you're staying. In those buildings downtown, in the party's balcony, where you caught up with me. Said you were not through with me. Well, I could have guessed afternoons were losing light. December's moon was shining bright. That's when that you thought you just might settle for the best. We was in Vancouver town, the town that I finally let you down. You was in some evening gown. I was wearing jeans. Sometimes we run alongside each other. Sometimes, babe, it's like there is no other. Sometimes we make horrible lovers. Sometimes we're just mean. The way you kiss my unshaven face disappeared without a trace. Maybe I'll get my own little place overlooking the ocean, Pacific Northwest on a southbound train. Buffalo clouds are hanging above the plains. Some say I'm different, some say I'm the same. Some say I go through emotions, but something did change inside of me. Changed something in the way I see those shadows hanging on the streets. You can't outmaneuver time. I'm only leaving cause I can't stay. I always loved you and I never paid. I hear that even in LA, it's Vancouver time. It's Vancouver time. Vancouver time.
That track was called Sister of Pearl. It's by an artist named Bayo off of the album The Names. While it sounds like really just the most twee British thing you've ever heard, and especially if you go and find the music video, oh my god. Bayo is actually one of the three members of Vampire Weekend and born in New York. Yeah, that actually kind of threw me for a loop. I was really sure that this was a guy who had just heard the Smiths a lot and was like, I'm going to make that, but much happier. Before that, Leif Volebeck with Vancouver Time off of the album Twin Solitude, and the title track from Sarah Jarosz's Build Me Up From Bones. I'm going to have time to just barely squeak in the last two songs that I have planned for this show, so unfortunately I can't launch into a huge thing about the next song. I hope to talk about this band again in a couple weeks. Their name is Cuddle Magic. They are a chamber pop band made up of the session musicians who have worked with like Beyoncé and all these different people. They just released an album called Ashes Axis, and this song is called First Hippie on the Moon Part 1. Pitchfork loves it, which is kind of amazing to me. I hope you like it too.
So contents fine, the recipe for optic nerve stapled to my side. Time is made of light, and so is a foxite mine. But powering this enterprise is a dollar sign.
All right, that was Cuddle Magic with the first Hippie on the Moon Part 1 off of Ashes, Axis, and I love every part of that sentence I just said. I've only got one song left. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves today. Radio Free Thinker is up next. I will be back next week, and I wanted to play this song last week and ran out of time, and I'm almost running out of time this time, but Michelle Branch is releasing a new album in April, and I'm very excited about it because I was a huge Michelle Branch fan back in, like, oh my god, 2001, when The Spirit Room, which was sort of her first mainstream album, hit. And it had Everywhere, and it had All You Wanted and everything, but the song that I loved from that album and the song I can't believe I forgot about is this one. It's called Here With Me. Please listen to it, imagining you're like 13 years old and just so full of feelings. Thank you for listening.
It's the Certified Organic Edition of Radio Free Thinker. This week, Zoophilia, Lincoln the